Kevin, at last night's St. Mary's City Council meeting, we had 5 ordinances and 1 resolution that went to their second reading last night. And one was an ordinance setting forth the wages and benefits for the fire chief and other fire department employees, which are not represented by the collective bargaining agreement. Also, we had an ordinance providing for wages and benefits for the City of St. Mary's supervisory personnel and non-represented employees. Also, an ordinance setting forth the wages and benefits for the chief of police and other police department employees not represented by the collective bargaining agreement. Also, an ordinance adjusting the salary of the director of public service and safety for 2026. Also, an ordinance setting forth the rates and pay and providing for certain fringe benefits for the City of St. Mary's dispatchers represented by the Ohio Patrolmen's Benevolence Association. And we also had a resolution authorizing the disposition of city property through internet bidding. A lot of times when we have various used equipment that is no longer needed, we put them up on a website called GovDeals, and that allows individuals to bid on items that we set forth. So that resolution will now move to its third reading, as will all of the ordinances that I just read. We had 2 new first readings last night. The first one was an emergency ordinance to make appropriations for the current expenses and expenditures for the City of St. Mary's, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2026. This is, in simplest terms, the 2026 budget, which has to be approved by council. That will move to its second reading at our next meeting. And then we also had an ordinance authorizing the purchase of various materials, equipment, and services for the departments of the City of St. Mary's. These are items that each department listed and presented to our safety service director. These are basically capital improvement items for these departments. And a capital improvement item is anything over $500 that will last 5 years or more. So that was in its first reading, and that will move to its second reading at our next council meeting, which has been scheduled for Tuesday, December 30th, 2025 at 5:15 in the council chambers. So it won't be 2 weeks from last night. It will actually be December 30th, a Tuesday at 5:15 in council chambers. Of course, I want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas and a joyous New Year as the 2025 year comes to an end. It went by rather quickly, if I do say so myself. But we hope you enjoy a wonderful time with your family and friends during this Christmas season. So that's what took place at last night's City Council meeting.